This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As America marks its 250th anniversary, we're looking back at 2.5 centuries of rebellion and liberty through the eyes of the heroes who defended it.
The whole thing about this country is freedom. If we're not careful, we could lose that.
On Medal of Honor, Stories of Courage, we bring you the defining moments of valor that went above and beyond the call of duty. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show, and I'm fantastic Thursday. I can't get the smile off my face. I don't know what it is. I don't know. You know what it might be? And we'll get to some other political stuff, probably. I don't know. We might just screw off for the last hour. I haven't decided yet. But right now in Houston, Texas, there is something going on called the Houston Rodeo. Maybe you have heard of it. Maybe you haven't. That's fine. If you have never heard of it, or if you have never been, it's obviously a rodeo, that goes without saying. It goes on every year, and it is a massive, massive event that goes on for, what, 2-3 weeks, Chris? It goes on for weeks. What it is there is a huge area with endless shopping and things like that. They'll have tents set up, barbecue tents. You can go eat as bad as you would like there. You can go buy apparel. There's nothing you can't get at the Houston Rodeo. Then they have a rodeo every single night. There's a rodeo with all the greatness of the rodeo. Then after the rodeo, every night, there is a concert of some kind. And don't think we're talking about some fly-by-night local band here. The biggest musical artists you can think of, they play at the Houston Rodeo. Every year, everyone immediately in our area, they'll look up the lineup immediately and say, oh my gosh, we're going to go this night, this night, this night, and this night. The reason if it sounds like I'm trying to sell it to you, it's because I am. You should go. And you should bring your family. Come spend 2 days in Houston. Eat like a fat pig. Enjoy the rodeo. Enjoy a concert. If you've never been, I would highly recommend it to you. Now, why am I in a good mood? Well, last night, I was obviously working, as you heard me here on the show. I was working. So, Aub and my youngest son, they decided to go to the rodeo. Creed, the band Creed, you've heard of Creed, I hope. The band Creed was playing. Chris said, who hasn't? I'm sure someone hasn't. Whatever. The band Creed, they were huge when I was younger. The band Creed, they were the concert act that night. So, Aub and Luke, they hopped in the car, drove up to the rodeo yesterday. My kid ate a chicken and waffles slider, Chris. How about that? And the syrup was the sauce. He said it was fantastic. Can you people eat chicken and waffles? You can, right? That's kosher. There you go. Chicken and waffle sliders. And then he ate a deep fried Snickers bar. Now, Chris. Chris said that's too much. I initially pushed back on him and said, look, I'm okay with Snickers. I feel like if you're going to eat a deep fried something, you could do better. Because they had things like a deep fried Reese's cup, something like that. And he said, Dad, no, you're thinking about a regular Snickers. Bread it and picture everything in a Snickers as being melty and soft. He said even the peanuts in it got a little soft, so it was just kind of gooey. All right, he kind of sold me on it. The deep fried Snickers sounded good. What, Chris? I've never had one. I've never had one. I'm going to try it once. Might have to reschedule that physical. Anyway, I'm going to try it.
Bob and Luke go up to the rodeo last night, and they go eat, they go chop a little bit. They didn't buy anything. Thank you, Lord. They didn't buy anything. And then they went in for the rodeo. The reason I'm encouraging you to go, it's not because I benefit from it. Wave hi to me when you're in town, but not that I benefit from it. If you go to the Houston Rodeo, you will be reminded of how many people in the United States of America are like you still. They love this country. I'll tell you this, it is, you're going to be overwhelmed with the politeness of the people up there, certainly the people in the actual rodeo. It's a bunch of yes, ma'am, no, sir, excuse me. Ob, of course, because she's a woman, had to take pictures and video the entire freaking thing. The national anthem, if you want to see, actually, you want some inspiration for this? I have no idea why I'm doing a Houston Rodeo infomercial. You want some inspiration for this? Ob pulls out her phone last night for the national anthem. They go all in for the national anthem at the Houston Rodeo. And I put up the video she took of the national anthem. I put it up on my Twitter account, at Jesse Kelly DC. If you can go watch it, it's sitting there right now. That's a video from Ob. She took that of the Houston Rodeo. There's a woman riding around on a horse with an American flag. You should hear the pipes on the lady singing the national anthem. They're cooking off fireworks in there. Everyone is standing up, hats off. And then at the end of it, this like firework flame sparkler. I think it came out the top of the flagpole as the horse is riding across the rodeo. It's one of those things that makes you want to stand up and just cheer for the United States of America. And then after the rodeo was over, Creed comes out. And she said it was one of the best concerts she's ever seen in her life. They're praying in between songs. The reason, part of the reason I'm in such a good mood is you and me, we sit down every day, and obviously we talk about problems. And there are lots of problems. But there's still a lot of good in this country. A lot of good and huge pockets of good people. And we can spend so much time in a problem area, focusing on the problem headlines. We got this and that, and the stock market, gas prices. We can get mired down in all this crap, and we can forget there are a lot of people like you and a lot of people like me out there. There's a ton of good left in this country, I promise. There is. Bronco, today I hit my limit. I am done, and we need to stop and talk and be stop all the talk and be men of action. I picked up Bojangles after a long day of travel. They royally messed up my sauce order. Yes, I should have checked this, but it never used to be an issue. They gave me some putrid. That means organic matter in a state of foul-smelling indication. I know what putrid means. They gave me some putrid mango sauce for my chicken. Like you, I'm an avid sauce man, and I've had enough. I'm not sure if we imprison or re-educate offenders, but the constant disrespect and discrimination. It's gotten me at my boiling point. Look, restaurants. All right, I'm going to tell you something I'm not proud of. You ready? If I order food delivered through some, you know, app, you know, I can get any food delivered now. If I order food delivered, I will tip well. You know that. I just feel like you should be a good tipper in life. I will take whatever tip they have on there, and I will add to it, especially if the driver shows up and is polite. Please, thank you. I always thank you. I swear it gets you $5 extra for me. It just manners are a good thing. However, if there's a problem with your order, the restaurant will have to pay. If you ask for a refund and get one, it doesn't come from the app. The restaurant has to do it. I more than once have demanded and gotten a full refund on my food order because they didn't put my sauce in there. And it's not about the money. And believe it or not, it's not even out of spite or anger. I know that's what you think, and I know that's what you think, Chris. It's not about that. I want that refund request to come through to the restaurant, and I always put the reason why, and I want the manager or owner of the restaurant to look and say, oh, it's because we didn't include his ranch. And I want him to go to his kitchen staff and loudly inform them that when someone orders for and often pays for sauce, it is not an inconsequential thing that you can do it if you feel like it. If you don't do it, it's no big deal. It's just the thing around. We sauce people make it a priority. It is not a small thing. It is the meal. I called one of the taco places in Houston one time, Torchy's Tacos, in case you're wondering what it was, because me and Chris had gotten some tacos from there, and they kept forgetting the sauce and kept forgetting the sauce and kept forgetting the sauce. I called them, and I said, I need to speak to the manager. It's not like you think. She got on the phone. I told her what had happened. She said, I'm sorry. Let me get your money back. I said, no. I didn't call for that. I love you guys. I'm going to keep ordering. I called to let you know you keep having to pay for my meal because you have some moron in the kitchen who won't read a receipt and give me the sauce. And I don't want you to have to do that. I want to pay you for the meal. She was so pleasant on the phone. She tried to demand that she pay for the meal. And I said, no, I don't want your money back. I wanted to let you know. And Chris, they never forgot it one other time after that. Pull your people aside. If you run a restaurant and tell them the sauce matters and tell them about preborn, all right, pull your staff aside and say, listen, babies' lives matter more than pretty much anything else. And they're being slaughtered in mass in the United States of America. Still, don't think that abortion has gone away since the overturning of Roe versus Wade. Not at all. Not at all. It's barely slowed down. How can that be? People always say that. How can that be? How's that possible? The abortion pill. Freaking abortion pill makes abortion easy now. You have a telehealth meeting and they mail it to you. Isn't that sick? Isn't that disgusting? How do we fight against that when evil is that easy to obtain? How do we fight against that? Preborn, they'll find that girl and they'll offer her love. They will give her a free ultrasound, free. If she needs care or help after that, she chooses life. They're there. And Preborn does this with your help, and it's tax deductible. You want to buy her that ultrasound? $28. You can buy five of them. That's five lives, $140. Go to preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn. We'll be back.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Thursday, reminding you to email in your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for tomorrow, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Now, sometimes you don't want to look at the bad part of things because there's enough bad parts out there anyway, right? So when there's something good that happens, you don't want to look at the bad part of it. But well, I'll read the headline. Trump touts historic $300 billion Texas refinery as the first new U.S. plant in nearly 50 years. Now, I'm happy we have a refinery. Good for Trump. Good all around. I'm good. Good for the country. First one in 50 years? The entire world runs on oil, and we haven't built a new refinery in 50 years? What are we doing? And right now we're in a situation where we have some Middle Eastern oil that's not going to be a flowing. Right about now would be a wonderful time to be able to produce and refine all of our oil needs. And I know we have some refining capacity, I get that, but we haven't built a new refinery in 50 years. We've allowed the communists to wage this climate war on us for so long that we haven't built a new refinery in 50 years? Oh my gosh. Hey, bald and smart Texas warlord, how does polling work? When I hear figures of percentages of people who think this or that,
how their figures obtained. I'm 46, and in my 26 years of voting, I've never received a phone call. Well, they call people. And how you call people, when you call people, which people you call, that's what determines the accuracy of a poll. And how many people you call. I've bored you with this brutally boring detail before, but I'm going to tell you about it again in case you are a nerd about such things. There is a term, subtabs. Subtabs. Have you ever heard that term? Well, there'll be a poll, all right? So I'll read one of these, one of the ones we've already talked about. NBC poll. And this is approval rating of the Iran strike. MAGA Republicans are at 90%. Republicans are at 77%. Non-MAGA Republicans are at 54%. All adults are at 41%. Ugh. Independents are at 27%. And Democrats are at 9%. Okay, but stop. We're not going to focus on that. That poll has subtabs that you can't read right there. But they probably are available if you go looking for it. Usually the subtabs are available online for any poll. Why would that matter for polls? Well, if they polled 100 people, that's a minuscule poll that you can almost dismiss it. It's too small of a number of people. If they polled too many Democrats or too many Republicans, what if there's a poll that comes out that says Donald Trump's approval is it only 35%? This is a disaster. It's the end of the world. Well, it might be, unless you click on the subtabs and find out, wait a minute, 70% of the people they polled were registered Democrats. Of course the poll was going to show his approval ratings. You see what I mean? The subtabs are one of those boring, nerdy details about polling that people don't talk about because it is boring and it is nerdy, but it is everything, to be honest. They're everything. Oh, this was polled. Well, who did you poll? Oh, water drinking, ice cream eating bear. You can drink water and eat ice cream, okay? I've listened to you say get involved locally where you live. Didn't sell it out today, but I am an elected town official, she says. Yesterday in New Hampshire was a meeting, so on and so forth. She lives in a small town. So either way, she got involved, threw her hat in the ring, and she won. I could have declined to serve, but I thought it's a low-time commitment. I can serve my town and maybe find illegals on the voting rules. I accepted the position. I think everything happens for a reason. Love the show. Says I can say her name. Her name is Kathy. Looks like she did so with the support of her husband. Kathy? Husband? Well done. Well done. Another great reason to get involved and get involved locally. If you only focus on all the problems, because there's always new problems, you don't ever get to vent out that pressure. When you start getting involved, working on a campaign or running for office or whatever, it feels like you're doing something about it because you are doing something about it. Believe it or not, you get involved in your local city council, school board, something like that. It'll actually make you feel better about all the bad news, international news, national news, all the bad news that comes down. It'll feel better because you'll feel like you're in the fight. You'll feel like you're in it. Yeah, that's a good point, Chris. Otherwise, you get to vote once every 2 years. And that doesn't... So once every 2 years, you get to go out and do something about it? You get to do something about it more often if you get involved. Get involved. Get involved. Get involved. All right. We'll talk to my buddy Kurt Schlichter. He wants the dog on John Cornyn. Next.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
2026 marks the 250th anniversary of America. The soul of this country is found in the stories of those who defended it. I'm J.R. Martinez, a U.S. Army veteran. I know that true valor isn't just a word. It's a choice made in a split second. That's why I'm honored to bring you a brand new season of Medal of Honor Stories of Courage from Pushkin Industries and iHeart Podcast. You'll fly into the heart of a rescue mission with Air Force pilot James Fleming in Vietnam.
I'm going to put you out in the middle of hell. If you have to come home, I'll bring you home. That's my duty. It's my honor.
We'll also travel back to 1926 to witness Richard Byrd's historic flight over the North Pole. These are more than just stories of combat. They are testaments to leadership, community, and the human spirit. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent Thursday. Remember, tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and you need to get your questions emailed in now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Joining me now is my friend, famed author at this point in time, Kurt Schlichter. Kurt, before we get to John Cornyn, I've lost track of how many books you've written. Why do you write so many books? I hate writing. It sucks.
Yeah, I like to eat. I was literally writing a book when your fine producer, whose musical taste is impeccable, gave me a call. It's a thing I do. And
all right.
I'm actually expanding it. There is now the Kelly Turnbull, because I have the Kelly Turnbull People's Republic series. There is a graphic novel coming out called Blue Flame, and it's insane. If you go to my Twitter account, at Kurt Schlichter, you can see the animated trailer. It is completely badass.
Okay, a graphic novel. What is a graphic novel?
That's a comic book for adults, because it's splattered with blood and action.
Okay, I like that. I'm a big blood fan.
It's really cool. It is cool. And it's a conservative guy and our friend of Andrew Breitbart's who's doing the art. It's actually kind of amazing. So I hope people will check it out. You can find it on my – it's called Blue Flame. You can find it on my Twitter bio. It's all over the place.
Speaking of Flame, let's talk about Lindsey Graham and why he's on the news all the time, counter-messaging President Trump. President Trump's up there every single day saying, hey – this is going to be limited. We're wrapping things up. We're ahead of schedule in Iran. And then Lindsey Graham runs to the news every night, promising that we will continue to bomb the entire world and basically ruining all the White House messaging. We are already massively underwater with independence and the whole thing. Is Lindsey Graham secretly working against the Trump administration?
Well, look, Lindsey Graham's got a lot of secrets, and not any of them are particularly well kept.
We
spent 48 years having our guys killed and maimed by the Iranians. I have no use for them. Let Trump cook. Let him do his thing. It's getting done. Minimal casualties. It's going to happen. The last thing we need is this little guy in there doing exactly what you're saying, which is counter messaging the president. Everything's going to be fine once we get this thing won. And the problem is, I'm not sure what Lindsey Graham's definition of winning is, and I don't particularly care. I think Donald Trump's going to leave Iran in the hands of people who are probably not necessarily nice people, but people who aren't going to go and murder our troops with explosively foreign projectiles and all those other things. So I can live with that result. I'm not interested in what Lindsey Graham can live with.
Tell me about John Cornyn, Kurt. Can you explain to me why a state like Texas, and this applies to many other states than just my state, well, I guess our state now, Texas, but how can a red state like Texas consistently send a dirtball like John Cornyn back to the United States Senate?
Well, remember that most people are kind of normie conservative. They don't really pay attention. And every 6 years, Cornyn provides his own act. You know, his unique, I'm a Texan, I care what you think. Look, I'm hardcore. And people were like, oh, well, now's the only time I ever see him. I guess he's okay. Look at that hat. I mean, he's got a hat. He's got a hat. He's got a cowboy hat. He's got to be fine. When, in fact, he holds us in utter contempt. Now, I think this is a problem in a lot of red states because you can't be a Democrat and get to statewide office. You basically have to be a Republican, which means everybody is a Republican, even if they would be Democrats in other places. So you get this phenomenon where you have a Texan senator, and I'm still trying to get my head around this, Jesse, who thought, you know, it'd be a great idea. You know what the Republicans are clamoring for here in Texas? It's for me to work with the Democrats on a gun control bill. Yeah. And there's more. I'm really into comprehensive immigration reform, which is English for amnesty.
Mm-hmm.
And Kurt, you get I mean, he's horrible. I just despise him.
Kurt, we are getting better, though. I mean, when I say we, I'm talking about the GOP primary voter. Yes, we have a long way to go, but if you look at the results, for instance, the John Cornyn results, you have these other losers like Tom Tillis retiring and things like that. Aren't we getting better now? I've whipped the GOP primary voter many times before, but you got to hand out some sugar cubes when it's due every once in a while. We're getting more involved in caring more, right?
Yes, we are. And you're absolutely right. And I'm glad you're saying that because there's a lot of doomers that, oh, nothing's ever changed. This is still the worst thing I've ever done. I'm going to go vote for Democrats. No, stop. No, we are getting better. But if you have the idea that, you know, someday we're going to get to a point where we don't have any opponents and everything is easy and we don't have to fight for, you know, freedom, justice, and not castrating young males, you're delusional. We're always going to be fighting. Right now, we're winning. And in this Texas primary, you know, you had a lot of people voting for Kenny Paxton, who's got his own problems, which many of them are of his own making. And that's not helpful. But the fact is, this Cornyn guy is a disaster, and there's a lot to be said for posting his head on a stick, figuratively. If I said literally, he would cry, and you'd get tweets from the 25-year-old interns who work for him about how I'm trying to post his head on a stick. God, he said, you know, if Kenny Paxton was electoral poison, and there was no way we would win the Senate seat against that blasphemous little perv whose browser history just makes me cringe, then I think it would be reasonable to support Cornyn because he's going to be with us 90% of the time. It's just 10% will drive us crazy. But, you know, I am unconvinced that Tallarico is going to win against any Republican in Texas, especially with such greatest hits as Jesus loves abortion and God is non-binary.
Yes, that'll land very well. Kurt, where can people go find these wonderful books of yours?
You find my books on Amazon, but I want you to go to my Twitter bio page and you can get a link to Blue Flame and watch the trailer. Watch the trailer. It is so cool. And, you know, we talk a good game about conservative art. Why aren't more conservatives doing art and getting out there and doing popular culture? Well, stop talking and start going there and start getting involved in it and support it where it exists. People support my books. They should support this graphic novel, Blue Flame.
Kurt Schlichter, I appreciate you, my friend. Come back soon. You know, I've never understood why they call it a trailer. Well, why do they call it a trailer? A trailer is something you pull behind your pickup truck. You load your lawnmower in there or a four-wheeler or something like that. That's a trailer. How is it that a brief summary, video summary of your movie or graphic novel or something like that, in what way is it a trailer? What, Chris? What? It's the trailer, not the boat? Chris, coming up with some stupid philosophical sentence in no way explains why it's a trailer. How is it? What does that even mean, what you just said? It's the trailer, not the boat. That's the dumbest thing. Chris, you know what? Put your microphone down. You're done for the day. Chris is done for the day. We're not done yet. We have another segment. Hang on.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're going to love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of The Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. But don't worry, we still have a big, fat, juicy one for you tomorrow. A juicy Jesse Kelly Show Friday. What, Chris? I like how that sounds, I think. Everyone likes juicy things. What are you talking about? They do. Lindsey Graham does. You need to email in your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for tomorrow, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. A juicy orange. That's what I'm thinking of right now. It's a juicy orange, but not too watery. Sometimes they can taste watery. What, Chris? Well, juicy and watery are not the same thing. Don't act like they're the same thing. No, no. Water is different than juice, Chris. If you bite into the orange and the juice that fills up your mouth is sugary and sweet and delicious, that's different than if you bite into it and your mouth is full of just orange-flavored water. Totally a different thing. Don't act like they're the same things. Why are you like this? Jesse, I initially dismissed this thought as me being a conspiracy theorist, but I've finally become convinced. I think it's probable that Jewish producer Chris is an undercover Mossad agent. He undermines you in subtle ways by seeming to disapprove of your jokes. His inability to answer the simple question about the length of the Olympics was the final straw. I agree. As your tour of Israel got closer to Tel Aviv, did he happen to disappear for a few hours? You know, I did lose sight of Chris for a couple hours in Tel Aviv. What were you doing, Chris? What? Chris said, who doesn't take a couple days away from a trip? Were you going through training? Getting video recorders implanted in your nose or something? I know how... What, Chris? Did you hear that story? And I don't know whether or not it's true. Please, let me throw this disclaimer out there. It's probably total crap. It's just a story I saw. I saw a story that Mossad had implanted, basically they had infiltrated the dentistry of Iran, and that they had implanted tracking devices in the teeth of the Iranian generals and leadership that helped them know where they were. Now, again, hold on. Don't take that to the bank. I don't know whether or not that's true, okay? But if that is true, that's amazing. That is amazing. That is, man, that's dark. That's hard. I totally support it. Like I support Relief Factor. You need Relief Factor. Have you recently had a bomb dropped on you by America or Israel? No, I'm kidding. Relief Factor can't help there. It's more about your daily aches and pains. Does your leg hurt? Back hurt? Do you not do things you used to do? Because it hurts. Standing up, sitting down, working construction, playing golf, going for a walk. Why don't you try a supplement? Not more pain pills. Not ignoring it and toughing it out. A supplement. Every single day you take Relief Factor, that pain gets turned down a little more and a little more and a little more. Try it. 3 weeks of it is $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com. Use the promo code Jesse or call 1-800 the number 4 relief. All right? Jesse, I've heard all my life to write your senator and write your congressman. Well, I wrote my new low-T GOP non-chalk-taking senator, Utah's John Curtis, and told him to pass the SAVE Act. I feel like these people don't represent us. My question is, does it really do any good to write your representative? His name is Brian. It does, actually. So here's how I know it used to work, and I would imagine it still works the same way. At least in one office that I know of, so I'm sure it was pretty common throughout Congress. The congressman had what amounted to a point system for complaints where people called in. What kind of point system? Well, and I don't remember exactly what they were, so I'm not going to lie to you about the number, but
If someone called, that was worth a certain amount of points. If someone wrote a letter, hand wrote a letter and mailed it in, that was worth more points because it was more difficult and time consuming to write a letter. An email, worth a certain number of points. And this congressman, he would get reports from his people at the end of, I want to say every day, but that's probably not true. Every week, something like that. He would get reports from his staff on, hey, people are really mad about this. And so, because everyone's going to complain about something, he's always going to get a complaint about something. But if a lot of people, an overwhelming number of people, are complaining about one thing, it may not change his vote, but it might change his vote. Because the reason the point system exists is he knows he only stays in office if the voters don't get too angry with him. So if it seems like everyone in his district is mad at him about X, Y, or Z, it may prompt him to change. Now, that's not me telling you that your letter or your call or whatever, that it's going to change the vote of your senator or your congressman. Maybe he's bribed and can't change his vote. Maybe he's blackmailed and can't change his vote. That would be Lindsey Graham, someone like that. Maybe, I mean, you never know, but you might change him. Look, I'm telling you right now what's happening to John Cornyn in Texas. Even, let's say something horrible happens and Cornyn goes on to win this primary. That would be horrible. Devastating, actually. But even if that happens, that this election is now this close for a guy who has walked to re-election every other time, that we already have a win, you and me. Already. Everybody listening right now. Because the other GOP senators are looking at that race and they're thinking, wait a minute, he spent $100 million in a primary and he has to go to a runoff that he might lose. He barely won it. That's how mad people were about John Cornyn voting for gun control. I better be careful when I choose to betray my base next time. It does make a difference. Speaking out makes a difference. Making these, look, when they lack patriotism, and so many of them lack patriotism, all you can do is make them afraid for their jobs, all right? And don't forget to email your questions in to jesse@jessekellyshow.com for tomorrow.
And now,
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Morrissey cancels a concert due to sleep deprivation caused by a noisy hotel. I would make fun of that person, but I just stayed at a hotel in Los Angeles and there were sirens and honking and all kinds of things going on outside of it all night long, and it was really horrible. I'm just really old and mean now. London knife crime is so bad, they now need bleed kits on every bus. Oh, we'll consider that an immigration update. Trump stopping the evil empire, Iran, is more important than oil prices. Ooh. We probably don't need to lead with that again. Don't say that, please. Mount Rushmore's Independence Day fireworks are back. Gosh, that's freaking awesome. Mount Rushmore was a little smaller than I thought it was going to be. I've only seen it once when I was a kid, but still, fireworks by Mount Rushmore would be freaking sweet. Almost as sweet as Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, which is tomorrow. I'll see you then. That's all.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As America marks its 250th anniversary, we're looking back at 2.5 centuries of rebellion and liberty through the eyes of the heroes who defended it.
The whole thing about this country is freedom. If we're not careful, we could lose that.
On Medal of Honor, Stories of Courage, we bring you the defining moments of valor that went above and beyond the call of duty. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.